Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night. We try to bring you some great modern mainstream jazz, America's only classical music and America's only native art form. And we're going to salute the great tenor sax man, Sonny Rollins, tonight. And so we'll be playing his work throughout the evening. But we're going to lead off the show with a little up-tempo swinger. First, so we're going to do something by tenor sax man Gene Ammons, one of Chicago's finest out of DuSable High School. They're on about 49th and State with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, Ray Barreto on conga. From Gene's album, Boss Tenor, this is Charlie Parker's composition, Confirmation. Thank you. Confirmation by the Jug, as he was called, Gene Ammons. It was cut on a prestige label with, of course, Jug on tenor sax. Tommy Flanagan was there on piano, one of Detroit's finest. Okay, now we're going to turn to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, and that's Sonny Rollins. Sonny Rollins started recording around 1949 when he was about 19. He was kind of a real prodigy out of Harlem, and he's still recording today, very active. And he recorded a great variety of styles, and all the way from mainstream jazz to avant-garde. We're going to kind of focus on the mainstream stuff tonight and lead off with something from The Music Man, which was a very popular musical. And the composition was written by Meredith Wilson. And this is Till There Was You. And this was cut in February of 1958 in New York City without a piano. It's backed up by Oscar Pettiford, one of the great bassmen of all times, Max Roach, one of the pioneers of modern jazz drumming. Let's listen to Till There Was You. Thank you. Highlight artist of the week, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, doing Till There Was You, backed up by Oscar Pettiford on bass, Max Roach on drums, a pianoless trio, cut in New York City in 1958. Well, we're going to do another Charlie Parker tune. We did Gene Ammons doing Confirmation, a Charlie Parker composition. Let's turn now to one of Charlie Parker's disciples on alto sax, Frank Morgan. This is from his album Easy Living on a contemporary label, cut in 1985, doing Charlie Parker's Now's the Time, backed up by Cedar Walton on piano, Tony Dumas on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums.
Thank you.
Yes, another Charlie Parker composition. It's a favorite of all the boppers. Now's the Time with Frank Morgan on alto sax, Cedar Walton there on piano. Fine drummer in that group was Billy Higgins. This was cut on a contemporary label back in 85 on entitled Easy Living. We're going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's our man, Sonny Rollins, the great tenor sax player. And we're sticking with some of the straight-ahead standards and Great American Songbook type things with Sonny, although he did a lot of avant-garde things, but he played some nice mainstream stuff also. So now we're going to turn to Sonny with, here's another panelist group I see. This is Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Henry Grimes on bass, Specs Wright on drums, and this is Rodgers and Hart's composition, Manhattan.
Thank you.
The tenor sax stylings of Sonny Rollins, our featured artist of the week, and that was Rodgers and Hart's composition, Manhattan. Sonny was backed up by Henry Grimes on bass and Speck Wright on drums. I'm going to turn to something by Miles Davis from his early period. This is a composition written by Miles called Solar. That's kind of a hip title because it was based on the chord changes of How High the Moon, so Solar was kind of a good way to rephrase the composition. And this is from an album called Miles Davis All-Stars Walking, with Miles, of course, on trumpet, Davy Shulcrowd on alto sax, the great Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath out of the Modern Jazz Quartet on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. Let's listen to Solar.
Thank you.
That was the muted trumpet of Miles Davis, the alto sax of David Shellkraut, Horace Silver there on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. And now we're going to return to our highlight artist of the week, Sonny Rollins. And this is a Sonny Rollins composition called Doxy. That's kind of a jazz classic standard that played down all through the years now. And in this particular track, we have the three-fourths of the modern jazz quartet. We have John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. I believe that the vibe man, Milt Jackson, sits out on this one. Let's listen to Sonny Rollins do Doxy. Thank you. It was Sonny Rollins, of course, live at the Music Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts. Uh-oh. That was a Sonny Rollins composition called Doxy. It was Sonny, of course, there on tenor sax, backed up by three-fourths of the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. As you could tell, it was done live at the Music Inn in Lenox, Massachusetts, August of 1958. We haven't done anything by Thelonious Monk in a long time, and so we're going to do something from his prestige album, Thelonious Monk Quintet, and this is a Thelonious Monk composition, Hackensack, along with Thelonious on piano. We have Frank Foster on tenor sax, Ray Copeland on trumpet, Curly Russell on bass, the great Art Blakey on drums. Let's listen to Hackensack.
Thank you.
pianist Thelonious Monk on piano, leading up his little group, doing his own composition, Hackensack, with Carl Thelonious on piano, Frank Foster on tenor sax, Ray Copeland on trumpet, and one of the drummers who really good in backing Thelonious Monk all down through the years was Art Blakey. Now we're going to return to our highlight spotlight artist of the week, Sonny Rollins, a great tenor sax man. And this is a Jerome Kern composition. The song is You. And in this particular track, well, this was cut out on the West Coast. Sonny ventured to Sonny spent most of his time on the East Coast with the Hard Boppers, but he ventured out to the West Coast once in a while. So he's got the West Coasters going here. It's a cut on a contemporary label, which is an independent West Coast label in L.A. in 1958, backed up by Barney Kessel on guitar, Hampton Hawes on piano, Leroy Vinegar, one of Indianapolis's finest, Shelly Mann on drums, all West Coasters. And this is Jerome Kern's composition, The Song Is You. Thank you. With Sonny Rollins doing the song "As You." Well, this is the Feeling of Jazz, 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours. We've got another hour of fine mainstream jazz after news at the top of the hour. Let's close it out with pianist George Shearing with the Montgomery Brothers doing Gershwin's "I Love Walked In."